Hello, my friends. Welcome to Minutes with Monica podcast. I'm so excited to be in this space with you today. I know I say it all the time. You get tired of hearing me say it. Well, just the same. I'm excited to be in this space with you today. I have a fun topic that I'm going to be talking about for the next few weeks. And so I hope that you will gain something from it today and stick with me for the next few weeks and learn more about this topic and what it means specifically for you in your personal life. Before I get there, I want to remind you that there are all kinds of resources available for you at monicaswank.org. You can find video, podcasts, blogs, resources that you can do at your own pace without anybody else's input, and you can gain just as much information from them as you can take away from the other aspects as well. One other thought, I'm really pumped and really excited about this, is that my new ebook is out and it's going to be available to you starting Monday, April, I think that's going to make it the 4th, second, third, 4th, yep, she's going to make it the 4th, and I'm so excited for that information. Look at the homepage at monicaswank.org to find more information about that. It's a great Bible study that you could do with a group or individual. Hey, you know, this leaves me with another thought, and I wanted to share this with you real quick, because sometimes people ask me what it is that they can do after they maybe work through a podcast series with me or like this Bible study. What are the options I offer individual and group retreats? I think this, and I mention it in the study book, I think this is a great opportunity, a great time to take a retreat after you've worked through this Bible study. So check out how to get in touch with me through the contact link, again, monicaswank.org. I know I've said it like 20 times now, but it's all there. And I just want you to know that there is a next step for you, that there is something you can do. It's not just, hey, here's my book, have fun, enjoy life. But that's not what I'm doing. I want this constantly and forever to be a resource for you so that you can continue to grow. And in fact, that's what the topic is about today, is about growth. And I talk a lot in all the different things that I do about spiritual well-being or peace-filled living and transformation. But what does all that really mean? And to understand that is to first understand that all of these things fall under the category of spiritual health. So when I talk about spiritual health, now you'll, after this session, this podcast, you're going to be able to gain a better understanding of what I'm talking about here. So let me present it to you this way. Because I'm an image-driven person, I tend to think this way. So I hope that those of you who aren't will just hang in there and you'll be able to gain as much value from this podcast. But picture, if you're able to do this, picture an image of physical health in your mind. I'm picturing all these little images popping up, all these little, I picture that little cartoon man with all the muscle, ripped muscle. But think of someone who's in good physical health, because they probably have several key qualities that you pulled up instantly in an image. When we meet someone who we would qualify as being in good physical health, our first impression, as well as a first impression as well as what is visible to our eye, is that we would see that they more than likely are muscular in stature. Again, that little image floating around in my head, that muscular little man, was this Atlas? Anyhow, but more than likely, right, these images would conjure up be something of muscular human beings, right? And maybe it's not just muscle tone, but you definitely probably didn't picture somebody who's overweight or carrying around a lot of extra body fat. And if we can take that one more level when we talk about physical health, is that when we're looking at them from a medical perspective, this idea goes way deeper, right? You're going to go in the same place as I am, I'm sure. But more than likely, what we do is we think of them going to a doctor and they receive this A-plus rating for their major bodily functions, such things as the heart, the lungs, their blood system, right? All of these are going to play a key, they're going to have a key place in determining physical health that is good or physical well-being. So what if we turn that a little bit? And what if we were to examine someone for their mental health? It might look like this image. Someone who has the ability to maintain control over their thoughts and behaviors. Do you know somebody like that? Maybe it's somebody who doesn't swing too high or too low in their range of emotions. I'm out. Definitely not one of my qualities. But maybe it is somebody like that. They're pretty level-headed. They don't really swing too high or low on that in their emotions. Or maybe it's somebody who has a good balance in their responses, and so they can control their reactions. I know a few people that wouldn't qualify for that, but I'm not naming names. I have to live in the house with them. Oh, I mean, anyhow, you're getting the picture I'm drawing, right? So what I want you to do now is just kind of store those images away for a few minutes, because I'm going to come back to them. But for now, what I hope I've been able to do is to develop in your mind this image of health. And there's an odd dynamic to spiritual health. People tend to dismiss it as inessential to their well-being. And this is especially true if they don't have a faith tradition or attend church. Maybe I'm speaking to you. But a soul is made up of more than one part. A spirit, a soul? Okay, wait a minute. Draw another image with me. Because I use the word soul purposely here. Because I wanted you to see something. You see, the body and the mind and the spirit in the sense of passions and desires that are uniquely separate us as part of a human, those pieces. And the soul and the spirit such as the part in which we communicate with God and that which departs from our bodies at death, those are the pieces that are inseparable. Scripture uses them interchangeably, but we see multiple authors, Paul especially, talks about the soul and the spirit. And if our spirit is capable of choosing right and wrong behaviors, if our spirit is impacted by emotion, then I suggest to you our spirit is capable of experiencing complete peace and rest. This is how yoga, meditation, focusing exercise, this is how all of these things have gained traction in our world. This is also the place from which misconceptions about God come into play. Spiritual health that would receive an A-plus rating is that in which God is the center point. It uses such mediums as yoga, meditation, and focusing exercise, as well as a lot of others, not as a means to obtain in inner self peace, but as a means to worship and align our spirits with God's spirit, or the Holy Spirit, right? And if this is the intention, then inner self peace is obtained. I hope you're with me. Lots of information. I just really want to give you a clear picture because it's a confusing concept. But Jesus talked about this concept in John 14, and this is not the only place, but this is one that I draw from. He talks about John 14 when he says to us, he assures us that he will leave his peace with us. And he also goes on to say it's not the same kind of peace that the world knows. And if you are know anything about how horrible Jesus's life ended up, and if you know that he never lacked for peace, then I don't know about you, but that's the kind of peace I want. Colossians 3:15 goes on to say something similar when it encourages us to let the peace of Christ control our hearts. Okay, so we have drawn a few different images of health. And in that, I hope you've gained a better understanding of spiritual health. Because it's inseparable. My friend, it's inseparable. You have body parts, you have all of these elements that go into being who you are, and you cannot separate your spiritual health from that. You can ignore it. But now that you have a better understanding of what it is, let's talk about why it's important for us as individuals. This is my piece that my work as a chaplain constantly is being challenged to explain. And since I'm big on mental images, draw a few more with me. I'm so sorry, my friends. Maybe take a piece of paper out for this one. I don't know. You're capable of putting it in your brain, I'm sure. Because it's pretty simple. I want you to draw this image of a place of worship. Okay, it does not matter what kind of religion or faith tradition. You don't need to build a specific church in your mind. It can be anything. A place of worship can be anything. Okay, now mentally scooch that over to one side, but leave it in the picture. Leave it visible on the corner of your eye there. And then on the opposite dry, my goodness, my tongue is twisted today. Okay, so we have the image of the worship, place of worship on the one side. And now on the opposite side, draw a person with a spirit. I don't know what that looks like for you, but you know, you get that idea. So spiritual health can be and should be developed within the church. Not a topic for today, my friend. But spiritual health can be and should be developed within the church. But they don't have to coincide with each other in order to develop better spiritual health. That said, hear my heart when you hear the words that I'm going to say next. All of us have a spirit or a soul, and all of us need to establish spiritual good health to experience peace in our lives. And for some of you, that comes in different forms. Some of us gain it from nature or music or reading, or you get the idea, right? You have your go-to. You know what your thing is. And regardless of who you are, if you're not feeding your spirit intentionally with good things, then it is suffering, which means so are you. But here's where I want you to hear my heart. Because there's more to it than that idea. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. You can find rest through all of these things that I've mentioned. And you can establish good or healthy patterns for a better spiritual self through these things that I've talked about. But you're only going to experience them on a temporary basis. They will always need more, and in the face of severe adversity, they may not permit peace to prevail in your life. If we are soul, then my personal belief is that when that soul departs from our physical body, it seeks some form of reconciliation with God. If this is the case, then spiritual health demands. I can't deny it. When I use the word demand, that's what I want you to hear. And if this is the case, if we're seeking reconciliation with God, then spiritual health demands a connection with God. Okay, this is pretty heavy stuff. Deep breath. Let's do our meditation exercises. Deep breath. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'm sorry. I hope someday you and I get to meet, my friends, so you'll know how goofy my personality really is. But this is pretty heavy stuff. And I don't mean to weigh you down with all the theological aspects of spiritual health. But as you can hopefully see from what I've talked about, they go hand in hand. They do play a key role in developing a healthy spiritual self. I think you've probably picked up on not just the what it is of spiritual health, but probably also the why it's an important piece. But I want to talk about that part just a little bit more. Now that you hopefully have a better idea of what it is, why is it? Why is it important to us? Remember, I said that I wanted to come back to the physical and mental health images that we drew earlier. Remember those pictures you drew up in your mind for me? Sometimes I wish you could just send me those pictures and I could see what you were creating in your heads. But if you're able to recall them, then what you probably realize is what I was speaking about in those spaces was pretty much a picture-perfect situation. And how many people do you know in your life that qualify for the Perfection Award? Okay, my husband says that I think I qualify, but I definitely don't. I'm sure of it. Even if I want to stand my ground in an argument and demand that I do. How many people do you know that qualify for this, right? This is the fun part, right? How many people in your life do you know that are spiritually perfect? What? Really? So few? I'm surprised. That's because we can't. We just can't measure up to that. Why? Because we are human and we're prone to make mistakes. We just don't get every moment in life right. But the point isn't the perfection, it is the trying. And in the case of spiritual health, we get this power up. The kids call it phase up. I'm sorry. This is a new thing in my life. We get, in the case of spiritual health, right, we get this power up to the next level automatically if our heart is in the right place. Jesus says that he is the peace, and if we are seeking him, then there is a reward. That, however, my friend, is the final chapter in the story. And do you really want to wait until the end to experience peace? The why we should develop patterns of spiritual health is so that we can know that peace in our lives right in this moment. Doesn't that matter to you if you're having an incredibly hard day or year? Don't you want to know peace in the middle of chaos? Oh my gosh, yes, I do, right? I do. Isn't that why you and I go for walks in the woods, or we jump on the bike or go for a run or listen? Oh my goodness, my favorite in the whole world. Listen to your favorite song, right? Because it draws us back in our hard moments, in our challenges, in our difficult times. Our spirit is constantly trying to find rest. And if we examine life from the starting point that occurred early on in the Garden of Eden, then we can recall that we were originally intended to walk peacefully in that garden with God. And even when life hits us hard, this kind of spiritual health can and does endure, and we can and will feel rest. My website tagline is Beyond Faith to Life Transform, and I talk about having peace-filled living through that transformation. It isn't that some major event occurs in your life that changes the way in which you do and experience things. It is because you allow your spirit or your soul, however you term that, to align with God's, and then you feed it with healthy things. There is so much more to come on this topic. I hope that you will keep meeting me here each Saturday to learn what God says about it and how to obtain spiritual health. I'm going to be talking about this, like I said earlier, for the month of April. I'm going to go through some different things. Today was just this focus on what is spiritual health and why is it important for us. In the next few weeks, the next few podcasts to come, and they won't be in a series. I'm not going to pick up from here, but you'll be able to, if you follow it, you're going to be able to see how those pieces align. The next few weeks, I'm going to talk about what God says about that. What does the Bible say about that? How does peace relate in that context? And what is this picture of spiritual health? And how do we obtain that? I always am saying in every piece of work that I do that I want to be a resource for you. And the same goes here in this moment, in this space. I want to see you, my friend, move into a place in which spiritual health allows you to experience peace-filled living. It does exist, and it is so important for each of us to be able to find that rest and that peace. Again, at the beginning of this podcast, I talked briefly about some of the things that you can do. I know people automatically think that if you're spiritually unhealthy, that you're in crisis, and that's not the case. There's a new movement, and it's been around forever, but it just feels like it's new in our world, of spiritual mentoring. And I would love to tell you that's what I do, but really, I think mine's a little different than that. But if you are looking for next steps, then you have access to my homepage at MonicaSwank.org. I say it all the time. But you have access to contact me that way. You also can go right to the Calendly and calendar that's available on that page, and you can schedule to meet with me, schedule for a consultation, I guess is lack for a better word, and we'll talk about what that next step looks like for you. Maybe you just need to take afternoon and debrief and just allow your soul to rest and to refill with the things that you already know are important. Maybe you need to learn more about how to have spiritual health, and that, my friend, we can do together as well. There's all kinds of things that we can develop together. It may even be something you want to do as a group, and that is just as easy to do. It allows you to have that connection with people that are important to you, people that are valuable to you, and that you can lean on if you do find yourself in a moment of crisis or challenge. All those things, again, available at my website. Also, please know that you can take a peek at my workbook, my study book that just came out, True Dependence. There's a couple different pieces out on Amazon, e-Kindle, e-book, whatever that's called. Anyhow, take a peek. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm praying for you. Blessings to you, my friends. Until next time.